Good smell. That's all I'm saying. I'm not gonna say who it is, Amy Eiler, but
I'm not gonna point fingers at Amy Eiler.
No, I wouldn't do that either. Nope. Dangerous.
She smells like burnt popcorn.
So does the entire building now.
But they have heat in the admin wing now.
The admin wing. Would you stop saying that?
Executive wing. So they're very happy. A furnace that had been there for 13 years on top of the building that no one knew was there, and now they fired it up.
We're happy for him.
Yeah.
Good. Let's do the four-pack with KHO News Director Paul Juergens.
Are you done with Bison talk now?
Yes. Okay. Done.
Mavis will be happy. I sent you a message from Mavis the other day.
I know.
She's a faithful KHO listener for all these years, and she said, when will this end? It's Bison, 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 Bison. And I said, well, Mavis, you know, it's a big deal, and, you know, and I know. But Mavis and her husband were looking elsewhere. To get away from it. And I said, you're just not going to. Everywhere you turn, it was NDSU.
And even if you did, it wouldn't have been very good if you're looking around this town.
I somewhat agreed with her. Right, and I somewhat agreed with her. I said, well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about it. I think she thought that I was going to defend and say, what are you talking about? I said, you know, it's a big deal, but there's been a lot of coverage, and I think by Tuesday we'll be done with it. So we're done with it.
Yeah,
right?
We are. I am, for the moment. Yeah. Unless something happens, unless there's news that's happening. But otherwise, just general Bison football talk. We'll wait until August when they get ready to play Iowa State.
Well, we're welcoming Mavis back then.
Mavis, thank you for being a longtime KHO listener. We do appreciate it. And we do understand that some topics that we cover on this radio station and this program in specific don't interest everybody to the same level. But we felt it necessary to cover the Bison on their national championship run. The 4 o'clock 4-pack, top four talk show talkers of the day on the Mike McFeely Show. Number four, the Bison. No, I'm just kidding. Number four, the Vikings, Jurgi.
Yes.
Are looking for a new football coach.
I heard that.
Since they're a football team, they would look for a new football coach.
I heard that one fellow left.
Yes, Leslie Frazier.
He's caught on with the Bucks as a coordinator, I understand, right?
Yes, defensive coordinator of the Bucks.
He didn't wait long, did he, before he accepted another
job? Recycle these guys.
Do you have any inside information? Any Jay Glazer stuff or Ed Worden?
Joe Talley's going to be free.
Tweeting.
Joe Talley could do it.
Tweeting with your ESPN and Fox Sports buddies.
No, I do not have any inside information. I do know, however, by listening and watching and reading other media out of the Twin Cities, that people like Daryl Bevel, Dan Quinn,
Jay Gruden,
Ken Wisenhunt.
Didn't he coach for the Cardinals?
Greg Roman, yeah, he was a coach. Ray Horton. What? Pinto? I can hear you over there.
Who's he whispering to?
Mike Zimmer.
Who's Mike Zimmer?
He's the coach for the defensive coordinator for the Bengals.
Okay, Mike Zimmer.
Zimmer's on the list.
Old Zimmy.
I didn't know you could hear me. I'm sorry.
Well, do you think I'm deaf or what?
Yes, frankly.
Mike Zimmer.
Now, I hear some talk. Mike Zimmer. Maybe they'll just wait till after the Super Bowl and things settle down and see who's available. And there's no rush. Is that? It's not like they have to recruit.
No, they don't.
So.
Who do you prefer?
Of that group?
Yes.
I don't know enough about
them. You should go with Zimmer. He's apparently very popular with people in this room.
Bevel, you know, he was there in the glory years with Brett Favre, and then they shipped him off.
Yes, they did.
When Chile left.
Now, the scuttlebutt on Bevel is that he was the offensive coordinator, correct?
Yeah, under he was.
Chili Dipper.
Chili's, we did some research when you were gone.
What's Chili doing these days?
He is, I believe it's the, he sits in the booth, and Daniel did some research when you were off Texas. I think he's with Cleveland. Is that right, Daniel? I know you're busy. Chili, we did some research on him. What is he, the wide
receiver?
No.
He's the spread offense analyst.
Yes. For the Kansas City Chiefs.
How'd they do? Apparently he didn't analyze the spread offense well enough over the weekend.
The SOA. I think he sits up in the booth, or we're sitting in the booth. In fact, I think I saw him shown in the booth.
I think he's SOL.
Earlier this year. He's not coming back. Tice is out.
Tice. Ah, we don't want Ticey. I like this Wimmer guy.
Zimmer. Wimmer's got a jewelry store in town, and he's on the city commission. Different guy. He's not in the running.
Yeah, giving away taxpayer money for art.
He's decided not to run for mayor, too. So.
Well, yeah, he's...
Zimmer. No, Wimmer.
Wimmer could do a good job. He would.
Well, we'll see. No one's...
Brad Wimmer for coach of the Vikings.
No one's losing sleep over who they're going to replace. No, they're really not. Leslie Frazier.
Number three on our list, Sid Hartman.
No, he's not. He's not in the running.
No. Sid Hartman.
He knows everything, but he...
Well, yes.
And he could be the coach. Sid Hartman.
He's also having an estate sale. Sid Hartman is having an estate sale.
Sid Hartman of... broadcast
Dave
legend.
Sid and Dave and columnist fame.
Star Tribune. Sid's 94 now, I believe.
93.
He is selling some stuff through, I think you can Google it if you do estate sale, .net, and then Sid Hartman.
Yep. Estate Sales Minnesota is the name of the company. You're right. It's taking place in a commercial building at 6900 Oxford Street.
Oh, they've released the address?
In St. Louis Park.
Because earlier they hadn't released the address.
Yes. This isn't his home now.
This is a warehouse.
Yes. Between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, according to an outlet in the Twin Cities. Sid is selling some of his shirts, some of his suits, pants, shoes, along with sports merchandise and other trinkets. He'll be there in the flesh. Signing autographs from about 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday.
He has cleaned out about four closets and is selling his wardrobe this weekend. Come and check it out. Sid will be on sale, as you said, dress shirts, casual shirts, pants, and shoes. He's bringing some T-shirts to be he'll autograph.
What's he doing?
I have no idea. Why don't they just give this stuff to Goodwill or
the Dakota Boys Ranch.
Dressers, glassware, lots of costume jewelry. A round kitchen table, artwork, cedar chest, vintage clothing, navy uniforms.
Was Sid in the Navy? In the Navy.
Asian China hutch, cast iron items, records, books, couches, bookcases, books, lots of decor. More information will be added soon. Hope to see you at the sale. And I have you seen some of the stuff?
Yes. I often refer to it as junk. You have a bunch of worn.
Now there's.
Look at the picture of the shoes he's selling. They're well worn. They're dirty. They're scuffed. He's selling crappy shoes. Sid Hartman, who's worth about $20 million, is selling crappy shoes at his estate sale while he's still alive.
There's a T-shirt that must. You know, he's been on WCCO in the morning for many years. And with Dave Lee, who used to work at this very radio station, from Hatton, North Dakota. And Dave worked at KFGO, and then he went on to find fame and fortune in the Twin Cities. And if you look closely, there's a T-shirt. This is Dave Lee something or other. I can't quite read it, but he's selling a T-shirt that he got free in some promotion. Now, I know people that have been to Sid's house. I believe it's on the river, St. Croix River.
St. Croix, yes.
I think it's in Wisconsin, just across. And apparently it's quite a house, and he's got a lot of memorabilia. And he's got, quite a place.
He's a wealthy man. Sid Hartman's a wealthy
man. But he's just stuff you'd give him. He'd put it out on cleanup week.
A pair of slippers. He's selling a pair of slippers and a silk robe. There's a silk robe.
I don't know why.
Who in God's name wants a silk robe worn by a nude Sid Hartman? Nobody wants that. Nobody.
I don't know why they're doing this. He doesn't need the money.
Plus, he's alive. Don't you have estate sales and you're dead?
Usually. But he's accumulated a lot of property over the years.
Yeah, that's property,
there's name
all right.
brands. I mean, there's Hart Schaffner and Marks and Neiman Marcus. They're showing the label on Neiman Marcus. Some really
Walmart silk robe.
Bad looking sweaters. dirty shoes.
The slippers.
There's a lantern.
God.
We'll have to see how it all turns out. He'll probably do well with it.
Well, of course he will. He's Sid Hartman. He has a statue in downtown Minneapolis of himself. Number two, the gun raffle. Remember the West Fargo Hockey Association?
Yes, there was
gun raffle. Oof. Oh, was that a kerfuffle?
Yeah.
That was a national
the
kerfuffle.
The timing of that last year with the Newtown shooting, it as they say, grabbed national headlines.
It did.
And
who says that?
I
the same people who say so Old Man Winter.
They're trying it again.
His icy grip.
This will be in April.
Fluffy white stuff.
Jim Monk of our staff worked up the story with the organizers of the West Fargo Hockey Association gun raffle. They have had interest already from people in 16 states that are interested, and they're selling raffle tickets, and they have a wide array of guns that they will raffle off, and it's all for the Hockey Association.
Is this, last year they were raising money trying to build an arena in West Fargo. Is this the same?
It's the same group.
Are they trying to raise money for the arena? Or
I believe so. It's for the
built.
Association. No, they haven't built that yet.
No.
They had some problems with the permit last year, if you'll recall.
I do recall that, yes.
So this is part two, as you said, and sounds like there's a lot of interest, and they'll probably make a lot of money. Maybe more than the Sid Hartman estate sale.
No way. I'll take that bet. Sid's going to make more money off his dirty slippers and nude robe. Gross.
April 16th, tickets are available from your favorite West Fargo Hockey Association parent. So, Heitkamp's got his. I know.
Guns. Number one. The big story of the day on KFGO was the armed robbery at Mr. Money Jerky.
Just on the south side. It's in the Sunmart Plaza there. On 25th Street South, 32nd Avenue, 25th Street. Shortly after 9:30, Fargo police responded to the report of a armed robbery. Two black males, younger, according to one witness. There was two employees and one customer at the store. Don Haney of our staff rolled up, and he got there a little before the police department and was able to interview the lone customer.
Oh.
And this customer thought at first it was a joke. A couple of fellows, he called them dudes, came in. And he called them dudes. He thought it was, they were making some racket. They were yelling and that type of thing. He thought it was some sort of a put on until one of them laid a gun on the counter.
Oh.
And I think he got the idea they weren't trying to pawn the gun. And then they got a little bit serious, and he
that's a game changer there. When somebody lays a gun on the counter.
Witnessed the robbery, and then they left. They ran off. They have been looking for, presumably they got into a vehicle somewhere nearby, and we do know they've been following up potential leads throughout the day. ATF is involved because of the weapons, and the FBI is assisting Fargo police too, but another armed robbery. Mr. Money in West Fargo in Maine, East Maine, was hit a couple of months ago, and maybe the same people. A little bit too early, but the descriptions and the MO.
Locations.
Is
the MO.
Similar and same business. So we'll see.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
Do you want something from Sid?
Nothing I saw on the list.
No.
When I
saw the little tidbit on the internets, I thought it was going to be like a lot of cool stuff.
I think he has some neat stuff.
Sure. I'm sure he does. But it turns out to be his slippers. I mean, I want the
smoking jacket.
You know, the autographed Kirby Puckett.
I think he has
baseball
some
or
of
something.
That stuff.
Yeah,
that'll come later,
after he's dead, presumably. And Chad sells off everything of Sid's. Thank you, Jurgi. Paul Juergens, KFGO News Director.